Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday. It's March the 14th. And our two topics today are Baby Bonanza coming up this weekend. And we're going to tell you about a beautiful book with photos on the MKT Trail. Let's start, first of all, with Gary Dietrich. Welcome to Radio Friends, Gary.
Thank you. It's
and
a pleasure.
You have a book out called Seasons of the MKT Trail, A Pictorial Journey.
Sure. That's right.
Tell me about that book.
It was a book that... I just originally started taking pictures on the trail just for fun, and I had a bike partner that moved to Arizona, so I started taking pictures for him, sending them out there, and then one day the idea just kind of popped in my head of, you know, make a book out of this.
So you started taking pictures. How many pictures did you actually have finished before you started the book?
Thousands.
Thousands of pictures.
Thousands, yes.
How many pictures are in the photographs?
There's
the
over
book?
260 pictures in the book.
And how does one decide when you're going to do a book? How do you narrow down 200 pictures or 250 pictures from, say, 2,000 or 3,000 pictures?
You just load the ones that you think you want, and then as you go along, you just say, nah, that one's not good enough. This one, oh, this one's good. That one, no, not good enough. This one, that one's pretty good. And you do it that way.
But it's got to be difficult.
It was very difficult.
How long did it take you to put this book together?
Well, what I did first is I put five little books together on Shutterfly just to see what people would do. And so I had all my pictures put together. And then when I went to the lady that publishes it, Yolanda Ciola here in town, she changed the order around. So then I had to go back through and pick new pictures again.
Yeah. Now, this title, and what you need to do is go to KBIA.org, click on talk shows, and click on Radio Friends, and you can take a look at some of the pictures we have here. This is I'm showing you the cover of the book on the MKT Trail. This was taken on a beautiful summer day or spring day.
Right.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Now, on the inside, that sunset. Where was this, Gary?
That was right out there on Scott Boulevard parking lot.
Oh, that now that looks like it was fall or winter.
That was, I believe, early.
It looks like the leaves are off the trees.
Right. So it's either late fall or early spring.
Okay. And really, you need to go online and look at this, or you can go buy the book, and we'll tell you where you can get it. Here's one of the spider web.
Spider web. That was in the fall.
And
the dew was out.
Oh, my. Yeah. How? What type of camera and lens are you using?
Originally, a lot of the early ones were taken with a Nikon. It was an old automatic Nikon.
So was
F2.
This digital or was this with film?
It was started out film, and then I switched to digital in 06.
Okay. This is a really beautiful book. The picture we were just showing you, if you're driving down the highway and you're not looking at it, obviously while you're driving, this is of a spider web. A close-up shot of a spider web with, looks like dew
on it, right.
Morning. And it's beautifully taken. If people would like to get your book, where is it available?
It's available at Columbia Books, University Bookstore, Boone County Historical Society, Triathletics, Waltz Bike Shop, Clunk's Bike Shop.
So all over town?
A little over town, yeah.
Okay. And it's called Seasons of the MKT Trail, A Pictorial Journey, and it's just beautiful photographs, about 260 pictures in there.
Yes, thank you very much.
Good luck. Good luck with it, Gary Dietrich. Pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Okay, now I turn to a very nice doctor who's sitting to the left of me, Dr. Jody Berenson.
That's correct.
Welcome to Radio Friends, Doctor.
Thank you.
And you are with St. Mary's Health Center.
Yes.
You're here to tell us about Baby Bonanza. What is Baby Bonanza? It's happening this weekend.
It's happening this weekend. It's the very first event of its kind, hosted here in Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen at this very first event of its kind?
Right. There will be two segments. One part of the event will have vendors exhibitors that will be showcasing all of the latest and greatest in baby gear and fashion, maternity wear, anything to do with pregnancy, young babies, and young children.
Okay.
The second part of it will be an educational component to it. We'll have a separate room where there will be speakers all throughout the afternoon. The segment that I will be doing with some of the other doctors is fertility and age and getting pregnant in your 30s.
Fertility and age.
Getting pregnant in your 30s.
Okay. And how long will this all last?
The whole show, the whole day, is from 1 to 5.
But the talks in the afternoon, mm-hmm. are the discussion that you will be heading
20,
up?
Yeah, 20 to 30 minutes for each of these educational.
And then people mm-hmm. can stay and ask any questions
Absolutely.
That you want. Absolutely. What are you hoping that you will accomplish above everything else with this weekend?
We are hoping to bring together four women and their families in one place, everything that they want to know about as far as getting pregnant, and once they are pregnant, helping them guide through pregnancy and then with their young children.
Mm-hmm. How has this all changed over the years? A great deal of change,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that my mom and my grandmother have said that they used to do it that way, that we no longer do it. We put babies to sleep on their backs now. We don't have blankets or toys in their cribs. We don't give the babies water when they go home from the hospital. So these are all different
things. You don't
give
the babies water when they go home from the
hospital? Mm-mm.
Why?
But they don't need that. That we found that, you know, either the breast milk, which is best, or formula is all that the baby needs.
And when do they start getting water then?
My parents were sent home with a case of water with me whenever I went home.
And that was how many years? Well, that would be telling your age, okay? But it's different
it's
now.
It's different now.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's one of the biggest changes that the medical field is now recommending?
Oh, there's so many different things that are new now, more information that we have. So mm-hmm. come to this event. See
okay.
what's out there now.
All right. It's going to be when again?
Sunday. This March 18th,
okay.
from 1 to 5 at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City.
And is there a cost?
It's a $5 admission.
Oh, that's nothing.
Nothing, and the proceeds will benefit the March of Dimes.
Oh, well, that makes it all worthwhile. So mm-hmm. if somebody wants to donate more than $5 to get in, it all goes to the March of Dimes.
Absolutely.
Is there a phone number or a website that people can go to for more information?
Yes, the website is babybonanza2012.com.
Just www.babybonanza2012.com. That's easy enough to
yep.
remember. And everybody is invited to $5 to get in. All of it goes to the March of Dimes. Doctor, thank you so much. Very nice lady. Go look at this doctor. Her eyes are sparkling. It's obvious you love what you're doing and
I
you
do.
Care about your patients.
You.
Tomorrow, Downtown Optimist Club Soap Box Derby is our topic. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio with Pat Akers, KPIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch it or listen to it again, KPIA.org. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.